Let the record reflect that it is 5:04 p.m., Tuesday, March 8, 2011. Present today are Representative Miller, Representative Pruitt, Representative Osterman, Representative Kawasaki, and myself, Chairman Representative Thompson. At today's meeting, the committee will consider House Bill 173, an act amending the termination date of the licensing of sport fish operators and sport fishing guides. Our committee aide, Mr. Stewart, is here to introduce the bill to the committee. Mr. Stewart, if you'd please place yourself on the record and begin your introduction.
Good evening. My name is General Stewart, and I am staff to Representative Steve Thompson, the chair, and aide to the House Special Committee on Fisheries. Let's see. HB 137 is a simple extension of the activities of the guide licensing and logbook program. The program was established in 2004. It's been a functioning program since. It was reauthorized for a one-year extension last year. The benefits of the program as it currently exists, it does give professionalism to the industry and to the industry sector. It also provides valuable information to the state of Alaska regarding the activities of guides and guide operators within the state. So again, in summation, it's a very straightforward bill, very short. It has a zero fiscal note, as it is an existing program in operation. Simply moves the termination date for the program, or actually it would be the date where the program would go into wind-down mode, from 2012 to 2013. It does mirror a bill that is working through the other body, Senate Bill 91, which does the exact same thing. And again, it's just to keep the program in continuance, where it's my understanding that there are some things that folks would like to do with the current program, as well as the logbook program. Some might call bugs. And the idea of the one-year extension is to allow, during the interim, a more thorough review of the program so that possibly next year folks can come back with amendments and to try to make it a better functioning program. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Are there any questions from the committee on from Domo Stewart on 173? By golly. Simple and quick. Thank you, Jomo. Next, I'd like to hear from the administration. Charlie Swanton, Director of Sport Fisheries for the Department of Fish and Game, is with us. Mr. Swanton, if you would place yourself on the record, the committee is eager to hear the administration's view on this issue.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good evening. For the record, my name is Charlie Swanton, and I'm the Director for the Division of Sport Fish, and I'm responsible for administering this program. The administration supports the passage of this. They believe that the vitality of the guiding industry and the tourism industry are interconnected, and this is an industry that the professional standards would go a long ways towards maintaining certain levels of professional standards for the guiding industry as it relates to taking our visitors from both international as well as within the United States and provide them an opportunity to participate in those things that we as Alaskans hold near and dear. I think Mr. Stewart did a fairly decent job of running through the program, but I'd be more than happy to entertain any questions that the committee may have. Mr. Chairman.
It's my understanding, being that I'm just a freshman legislator, my understanding, though, is that this is year after year a one-year extension. And it's always been because there's going to be some study done that will make it to where that they can make the changes that everybody like to see, so it can be brought into a longer range of a program instead of just a one-year extension every year. Can you talk about that?
Mr. Chairman, I believe that the original bill, as Mr. Stewart referenced, was enacted in 2005. They put a three-year sunset on it. I happened to be the lucky recipient of that 3-year sunset, and it has received a one-year extension for the last 3 years. I don't necessarily know all of the exact reasons why it received a one-year sunset. We did and we have conducted evaluations of the logbook data compared to our standard data collection program, which is the statewide harvest survey, which has been going on since 1977, which catalogs catch, effort, and harvest for resident as well as non-resident anglers. And we use a license sale program with which to derive a sampling frame for that. We also have things called creel surveys, which are very focused on specific fisheries for collection of catch, effort, harvest, as well as biological attribute data. We have compared each one of those as independent estimates with the logbook data and found it to be of moderate scientific precision. So from that perspective, we have done those studies, if you will, to validate the quality of the data. Is it without, you know, reproach or a complete census? No, it is not. It's an estimate. Other things that we have made efforts on, but we've been slowed with some of our progress due to things that are a little bit beyond our control, is we've tried a modernization of this, whereby at least for the saltwater logbook data, we went to the public, held a number of public meetings around the state, and got input from the industry with regards to how to improve the logbook sheets, which started out to be an 11.5 by 17 inch sheet, a little bit on the cumbersome side. We are now 8.5 by 11. They are scannable. We instituted that for saltwater logbooks in 2010, and we have some technical fixes, if you will, that need to be corrected with that, and plan on instituting a freshwater scannable logbook sheet in 2012. So that will allow essentially the data for a regulatory agency or even for the management biologist to have the data within 1 to 2 weeks of when it was originally collected by the guide or the operator, as opposed to, in some cases, outwards of 3 months, because the data currently, in its current form, or previous form anyway, needed to be key punched. And as you can imagine, with the guiding industry, with 3,000 some odd guides, one trip per logbook sheet, and a 3 month or 2.5 month season, you can only imagine the number of sheets that needed to be key punched. Mr. Chairman.
Many members, questions? I will ask. The fiscal note, can you explain and talk about that one a little bit? We're showing zero in 2012, and then also 2012, 400,000, then 2013, 400,000. So I don't know if that's just a misprint on the numbers up there, or what do we have?
Mr. Chairman, the $400,000 is essentially what it cost the state of Alaska to run that program on an annual basis. So that covers the costs of the logbook, data entry, licensing, maintaining the files, having staff on hand that generate the reports. We also have some IT staff or programmers that are associated with this, those sorts of things, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Did that generate any questions from anybody? Mr. Swanton, thank you very much for your presentation. We appreciate that. And now we'll open up for public testimony. Anybody in the audience wish to testify to House Bill 173? Anybody online? Or very interesting. Then public testimony is closed. Are there any further questions or comments on House Bill 173 from the committee members? Then I'd entertain a motion to advance 173 to resources. Representative Osterman.
Mr. Chairman, I would move that the committee move out House Bill 173 with individual recommendations. Version 27-LS0584/A.
With fiscal note.
With fiscal note.
Yes. Any objections? Hearing none, then we'll move House Bill 173 from committee. Thank you very much. Joma, you got the sign sheet? This actually is going to conclude our business for the evening. Please note that there's no Fisheries Committee meeting scheduled for this Thursday, March 10th, so we'll resume our business next Tuesday, March 15th, starting with an overview presentation from the Commercial Fisheries Entry Commission. As a further note, next week, representatives of the State Community Development Quota, CDQ, entities will be meeting here in Juneau and will be giving a presentation at next Tuesday's Fish Caucus. Fish Caucus meetings are Tuesdays at noon in room 106, and as I was already considering having an overview of the CDQ, CQE programs as a focus on one of our Fisheries Committee meetings. Instead, I invite all members to attend next week's Fish Caucus on Tuesday at noon. All right. And the time is now 5:15, and there being no further business, I adjourn today's meeting of the House Special Committee on Fisheries.